From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of military and judiciary officials suspected of having roles in last Friday's failed coup. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's coup, and amid conflicting reports whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Protesters in the U.S. are marching near the site of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. By the end of the week, the delegates gathered to the convention will nominate Donald Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. The party's convention got underway Monday with the focus on national security and immigration. Trump's wife, Melania Trump, is among the speakers addressing the delegates in a national TV audience. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. His rival in the race for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, will accept the Democratic nomination at her party's convention in Philadelphia next.